A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
This is the Small Business Report with Gene Marks of the Guardian newspaper, UK, US edition, as well as the Philadelphia Inquirer's Philadelphia Phillies, Philadelphia Inquirer. After you lose a World Series, it's a different feeling than winning one, but Gene and I have talked about this. I'm a little older, and I remember 1964, and when it slips away, it takes some weeks, some years. In my case, Gene, it's only taken 50 years for me to get over it. So easy. We turn to small business. And what's important here is preparing for what's ahead. And that's Small Business Saturday. What is Small Business Saturday and how to prepare for it, Gene?
So, John, it's almost a little bit less than a month out. Small Business Saturday is the day after Black Friday, so it's 2 days after Thanksgiving. It was a promotional campaign that started by American Express, 10, 12 years ago, and it's turned into a worldwide phenomenon. It is an opportunity for shoppers and consumers to go out and support their small merchants on Main Street in their local towns and villages and whatnot, and it has turned into be a huge day for small businesses. The smartest clients that I know and the people in my community that really take advantage of Small Business Saturday, John, they're looking ahead. Small Business Saturday can be a really great way to get traffic into your store or into your business. So you need to be thinking about it right now, what kind of promotions you're going to be running, what kind of discounts you might be providing, seeing if your community, a lot of main streets and shopping districts offer entertainment or events around Small Business Saturday. You want to be participating in those as well. Is your staffing up to snuff? Do you have enough inventory? And what I think is most important for Small Business Saturday is, do you have a way of collecting information from the customers that come into your store through a loyalty program or offering a VIP club or some way to get some information from them so that you can continue to reach out to them and engage them long after the holidays are over? So Small Business Saturday, it's a great event. It's a growing event. It's an opportunity to sell, but it's also an opportunity to build relationships with customers and prospective customers to sell to them in the future.
New survey. I pay attention to small business surveys because they're always, well, sometimes they're a year ahead, sometimes 9 months ahead. There's a credit crunch. You've been warning us, Gene. It's hit them hard, I believe.
It has. This was a survey that was done by Goldman Sachs. They run a wonderful program called 10,000 Small Businesses. And they surveyed, 1,200 or 1,500 businesses about their credit conditions. And it pretty much mirrors what you and I have been talking about over the past few months and what I'm seeing out in the real world, which is businesses themselves are finding themselves paying a lot more in interest than they were in prior years. Obviously, the prime rate now is around 8.5%. I know they're holding it steady, but it's high. And a lot of businesses looking to refinance loans, get financing for equipment or working capital are paying 2 to 3 points over that. And so, interest costs have become real high. Because of that, a lot of banks are looking at their existing clients and particularly startups and growth companies, and they're reevaluating whether those companies can maintain their debt with these higher financing costs. And because of that, a lot of banks are pulling back on credit availability. And that's exactly what the Goldman Sachs survey, reported, which is that many businesses were reporting not only much higher financing costs, a lack of financing, a decrease in financing, capabilities, and, putting off purchases and investments because, they can't maintain the debt behind that. That's the situation that they're in. And that's what you get when interest rates have been increased so much over the past year.
Small businesses and information for the federal government. This is an anecdote for me. I received these mailers from the Commerce Department demanding recommending, urging me, this is the force of law, some language like that, to fill out about my small business. It goes on at great length. There's lots to it. It's online. You keep going.
Yeah, there is. John, when a When the government is publishing a manual and guidance for filling out a form, that's not a good sign that the form is going to be a simple thing to do. And no matter what size company you are running, get ready because if you haven't already, you will be receiving a demand from the Treasury Department. This is under the Corporate Transparency Act that you're going to have to now report to the government the ownership of your business. And this, again, is for all size companies. Now, why do they want to know this, John? I don't know. They just want to know. They want to help.
I wondered about the Commerce Department part. What do they care? Why? What is it going to make money for somebody?
Well, the Commerce Department and the Census Bureau likes to send out reports, as well as the Bureau of Labor Statistics, asking under penalty of law,
yeah,
that businesses are reporting back to them financial information about their business. And they use that in the very numbers that you and I have been talking about, which, by the way, sometimes aren't correct and get revised and all of that. But that's how they use, that's how they come up. That's how the government gets their data, is they have to turn around and survey businesses.
But is it too naive of me to say, hey, I pay my taxes, I have an accountant, I obey the law, I work very hard. Why do I have to tell you these things? Who are you?
John, you are not alone in saying that. I hear that all the time. And when you get the forms from the government, literally, they're scary. They're saying under penalty. And if you don't, you get more forms, with demands and warnings. Most of the clients I know, privately held companies, they hate that stuff. They resist it. At the same time, though, the argument is the more information you can give, the better the government can report on how the economy is doing. And that kind of helps us figure out the economy. So it's, there's pros and cons for doing that. But
all right. I don't ask you to defend the federal government. I was reminded of it when we came to this item about the Treasury Department. I guess they're going to be asking me questions.
Well, they are. And the Treasury Department under the Corporate Transparency Act, that I find to be too invasive, because the reason behind the Corporate Transparency Act, according to the government, is they want to determine if there's any foreign owned business, ownership of businesses in this country, potential, privacy issues, potential terrorism. That's right. Why they're asking these questions. But I got to tell you, John, I mean, is it anybody's business
No.
who the owner is of your company?
No.
I mean, right.
No.
Right.
No.
You're a privately held organization. You file your taxes and now leave you alone.
Let me introduce you to the word liberty. All right. Gene Marks. He's the Philadelphia Phillies forever fan, along with me, John Batchelor. This is the Small Business Report. Small business is America's business. And we have information. And I guess Uncle Sam wants to know what we know. Save money and be good to your mom. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.